I first became involved with the Iditarod as an Iditarod Air Force pilot because I followed the pilots around flying my own airplane unsupported. And I was in Galena. My wife and I were going to camp next to our airplane, and Monty Marbury said, "I can help find you some lodging." And he helped find us a place to stay. And then we camped a little bit, and we ended up in Unalakleet. And Ed Cornfield walked over. He's the current chief pilot. And he said, "You know, you do this totally unsupported. You're obviously dedicated. Maybe you should join us." And he invited me to become a part of the Iditarod Air Force. I am here today and involved with the Iditarod because, even as a child, I just loved the idea of this event that takes people, dogs, through the remotest sections of Alaska, just a grand wilderness adventure, and that people have the courage and willingness to do it and to be a part of it, and even as an accessory to the fact, is just a wonderful experience. I like that. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was before I became involved with the Iditarod Air Force, following the race with my wife and a very good friend of mine, Matt Conklin, and his daughter, Meg. And she was interested in mushing, loved the Iditarod. That they flew up from Idaho, and we flew the trail together in two planes, and we camped on the Yukon, outside of Galena, between Galena and Caltag, and it was a windy corner. We didn't maybe pick our spot very well, but the mushers would come by, and they would be a little shocked when we were there, and we'd step out of this tent we were staying in. It's about 30 below, and Jeff King was mushing by, and he's like, "I cannot believe you're here. I don't know how wise this is." It was just a nice event, but the mushers really appreciated us being out there cheering them on. What I know for sure is that life is made up of precious moments to be shared with people, friends and family that you love, and you should cherish those moments.